on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. It's Brock and Hunter.
Hey, come over here.
Come over here.
I got something for you.
I'm not falling for that again. Not again, sir. No way. Creepy old man.
You know? That's why all the horror movies came from like the 70s and 80s, because they didn't have the technology. Hey, do you ever think about that?
What?
You know, like a lot of the, I don't know, the creepy things that happened in the past. Like Jeffrey Dahmer, for instance. Like, yeah. All of these like serial killers come, like all the scary movies. It all comes from the 80s and late 70s.
Because they didn't have the makeup and the CGI, it was just more real.
Well, I'm just saying, I think it was just more of a murdery time for society.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
It really was, though. I really think it was. I think it was more murdery back then.
Yeah.
You know why? Here's why. And I'll tell you why. I've thought about this before. This is why. Because you could get away with it easier back then.
It was easier nowadays with facial recognition.
It's weird getting into this subject again. But if you really think about it, that's got to be the reason, right?
Yep. Were you upset now that you can't, you know, be a murderer?
No, I'm not upset. I'm just saying, like, maybe, like, the mob guys are upset.
Yeah.
You know, they can't just off people anymore like they used to back in the day, you know?
Yeah. It's harder to sell goods that that quote-unquote fell off a truck. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I get what you're saying.
You know, the job of a hitman got a lot harder these days. Just saying.
It's really tough. It's really tough on the hitman out there. It really is.
Yeah, it was way better in the 90s, you know?
Much easier. Much easier back then. I mean, you're probably onto something.
I don't think I'm wrong.
And that's again, sure. I think you need to stop watching the Jeffrey Dahmer stuff because
Yeah, well, meat went bad.
Meat went bad. I made you a sandwich. God, it's creepy, man.
Ah,
creepy. Anyway. All right, Hunter. I'm starting to worry about you a little bit. So let's just move on before you get any more murdery over there.
It's around Halloween time. It's okay to talk about weird things.
All right, let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Binterus Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, hit up the experts, man, especially with this crappy weather coming up. You want to make sure that your stuff, big or small, is in a safe, dry, secure area. They got something for every size, every budget. Hit them up, Binterus Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, in continuing with our Halloween-esque theme, right? Scaroused.
Scaroused? Oh, I know this one.
Scaroused.
You get scared into a boner.
That's a good way to put it. Whoa. Oh, that popped up out of nowhere. You're right, Hunter. It's when you're...
Me again, would you?
Yeah, just one more time. A little bit harder this time. It's when you're scared and aroused at the same time. That's right. Or as Hunter put it, scared into a boner. I don't know.
This guy has come to the haunted house every single weekend, and he goes like 9 times through the house.
It's weird. All he's doing is wearing sweatpants. It's weird, man.
Poking all the monsters, man.
Excuse me, sir. You're not allowed in here. Why? Why not? Well, because of that down there in your pants. Oh, okay. You know. Example, the movie Zombie Strippers made me scaroused.
Oh,
there
yeah.
you go. Classic.
You know what I like? I like the end of the chainsaw guys. Those really,
really
good.
Just, I mean, rock hard. Rock hard at the end of that. All right, get out of the haunted house. You're banned. Get out of here.
You're out.
Get out of here. Ruined Halloween for everyone. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for... I'm almost there. That's your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. As always, brought to you by Binterus Moving and Self-Storage. We'll be back.
Like this.